And Eddie, it was a fantastic game to watch for everybody in the stadium. Was it one you thought you could have got something out of?
I think at 1-0 down, yeah, I thought we were banging the game. The second goal was the killer goal from our perspective. It was a long way back from that perspective against Manchester City, because they keep the ball so well, and I thought they were very good tonight. When you look at an away team's performance in terms of what you want and the control that you're looking for, I thought they made very few mistakes technically. And it meant it was difficult to get the ball back off them. But full credit to our players, because they put a real physical shift in today. I mean, there's no problems from my side towards my player in terms of their work rate, their endeavour. They were just better than us on the night.
There was an element of good fortune about the goal. Ultimately, you stood firm for 25 minutes, and then Steve Cook, in his wholehearted approach, unfortunately diverts it straight to Raheem Sterling. But them's the balls that haven't been breaking for you, aren't they?
Yeah, I mean, they're the things that are going against us at the moment. I thought Stephen Cook was magnificent tonight. Thought he rarely put a foot wrong. So, and I think he's continued his form from recent weeks this season. I think he's been a real star performer for us. So, it happens, and they've got the quality just to make you make those, I wouldn't say errors, but make their own luck in terms of the deflection and where the ball went. But we stuck at it. We didn't let our heads drop from that moment. We had a couple of moments ourselves, obviously the disallowed goal and Arrieta's shot, the keeper saved. We just struggled to build any concerted pressure due to the fact that they kept the ball so well.
How did you reflect on the Joshua King disallowed goal?
No, I thought it was the correct decision. Small margins, I mean, the referee's done well to spot it. I think Josh has pulled his shirt. It was a really good goal, a great run from Jordan, a wonderful finish. But they're the things that are going against us, and the fact the referee saw it, and I don't think we can have any complaints.
And even a little bit earlier than that, Jordan Ibe is denied by the goalkeeper's bootlaces as well as he tries to get around. That's another one that, again, if it margins.
Yeah, near misses from our perspective, and I thought there were positives tonight. Jordan, I thought, did well, and thought Artur Boric did very well tonight, made a number of good saves. We rode our luck at times, but I think you always go into against Manchester City with the quality they have. And I'm really thankful for the crowd and their reaction to the team, the reaction after the game. I'm really thankful in this moment that they're staying with us.
Three players, of course, in the game were lost to injury before half-time, two of which were key players to you. How disruptive was that?
Yeah, well, it's obviously not ideal to lose Simon, who's been such a key player for us over a number of years. And to have him back was a real comforting factor for us. And he felt good and he had no problem. He declared himself fit in the build-up to the game and just felt his hamstring on a pass. So we hope that's nothing serious. And Jack just didn't feel right with his ankle today, so he had to come off as well. And to lose those two quality players in one half of football obviously limits your substitutions and what you can do after that. But also weakens your team in terms of their experience and know-how. So that was a difficult moment for us, but I thought the lads kept their heads and dealt with that.
Is this a performance you alluded to at the top, a performance that restores a bit of belief and the confidence that you might have been lacking in recent weeks?
I think it does, because we gave everything to the game. There was no issue in terms of our attitude, and there hasn't been, to be honest, in recent weeks. We've been fully committed, fully there. We're just having obviously a bad run of results, and confidence is, as I've said before, taking a little knock. But I think when you compete like we did against one of the best teams in Europe, and we give everything to the game that we did, that can only restore your belief and confidence. It's the only way. Obviously, winning ultimately is the thing that will turn that fully. But I thought today was a step forward.
A couple of final ones. There was a few walking wounded, I think, in the second half. Arrieta went down for a bit. Adam Smith took a knock. Charlie Daniels looked like he was battling his way through. Are there a few that will benefit from 2-week break now?
Yeah, without a doubt. I mean, Charlie Daniels was struggling quite early in the game with his knee. We don't think it's anything that they'll make worse from playing with it, but it's uncomfortable for him, so he wasn't really at full pelt today. Did well to get through the game. Harry, as you, and Adam, as you say, had knocks and worries, but we hope they've come through okay.
Finally, how will you deal with the 2 weeks now? There's a little trip coming up. Is there a bit of a team trip away?
Yeah, we're gonna train in a different environment. We're very much going to work and come back against West Brom, a better team than we've left, hopefully from this moment.